Sage Dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations. All these are to be found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In Chapter 7 of our intimate, never-before-told life story, I Watch the Old World Crumble, which appears in next Sunday's American Weekly, Princess Emily Carapau continues to shed a new light of the shade of events that caused the fall of France. She tells of the scheming, unscrupulous women who plotted to rule France, and because they succeeded in ruling the men who in turn ruled France, these women helped bring France to its ruin. Today, the once proud gay nation is humiliated and divided against itself. Frenchmen against Frenchmen. Free French versus Nazi-controlled French. In the tragic climax of this week's front-page drama, Father Against Son, the grim results of French disunity are forcibly expressed. Our story opens in post-war Paris in the year 1921. Pierre Roux stops in at his favorite café for an apéritif.
Well, well, if it is not my old friend Pierre Roux. This is a surprise.
Jacques Monceau, fancy seeing you here. Here, please, sit down and join me in a drink. Mon Dieu, I haven't seen you since the armistice. But why the uniform? I thought you had been discharged.
Mais oui, I was, but I joined up again. I always thought I would be glad to be out of the army, but when I went back home, I find that the war had changed things. Nothing was the same. I tried hard to adjust myself to the new way of life, but after a year or two, I gave up. I went back to the old regiment and to army life.
But you were the one who was so impatient to get home. You were going to be married, settle down, raise a family.
Yes, I know I was, but I find all that had changed, too. The girl, well, forget that. Now let us talk about you. You look happy and prosperous. You must have found your place in life.
Oh, it was a little strange at first, yes, but I got used to it. I found the right girl, married her exactly 1 year ago today. This is our first anniversary.
Oh, and why are you not home celebrating? What are you doing here?
Yvonne, my wife, is preparing a big surprise.
Oh?
She told me not to hurry home until everything was ready. So I thought I would stop here for an aperitif.
Well, congratulations, mon ami. You're lucky. You got the right woman. And believe me, and they are very few and far between.
Look here, Jacques. Why not come home with me and help us celebrate?
No, Pierre, I thank you just the same, but I have much to do. I am adjutant of the regiment now, and there are quite a few details to take care of. We leave tonight from the Gare du Nord at 8 o'clock. I have an appointment with the railway transport officer at 6, so I have just time for a wander. And then,
there,
Daddy,
finished.
Mm-hmm.
Now you
and
I will think we are all ready. You've been so wonderful helping me with Orly.
I'm glad to have been some help, Yvonne, but definitely I think I am the trop.
Oh.
I really should not be intruding.
Nonsense, Jean, don't be a goose. Why, we couldn't really celebrate without you. You, Jean, are our dearest friend.
I still think it would be much better if I left and let you two celebrate in your own way.
You do nothing of the kind. You're a dear, sweet thing. I'm very fond of you. And as a reward for all you've done, here's a big hug and kiss.
Yvonne, what is the meaning of this? Is this why I was not to hurry home? So that you two could be together cheating?
Pierre, dear, surely you don't think.
Pierre, you must be crazy to think
I'll show you what I think. I'm crazy, am I? I can see with my own eyes what's been going on behind my back.
Oh, no!
I'll show
Pierre,
you!
Pierre, where are you going? Pierre!
Go to him, Yvonne. Explain that we are innocent of any wrong.
Now, you two. I will show you what happens to cheat
Pierre,
and thieves.
Pierre, no!
What happened to Pierre?
Don't.
Pierre!
Pierre Roux, what in the devil has happened? What are you doing here?
What happened to you, mon ami? That also happened to me.
Huh?
My wife, faithless with my best friend. I want to get away from it all.
Dieu, you mean you want to rejoin...
Is there a place for me? Is there a place...
Oh, we, of course. But we are badly in need of officers. We are off to Syria tonight.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to go? There are native uprisings.
To the devil with the danger. Of course I want to go. Take me, please, to the colonel. See if I can rejoin.
Well, come on with me. There is not a moment to lose. I am sure that I can arrange that...
How much he looks like his father standing there in his uniform, John.
Really, very much of him. You have told him about Pierre, his father, and that tragic mistake.
Oui, his regiment has orders to move. He leaves tonight. And before he goes, I want to give him this.
Oh, maybe his father's wallet.
Oui, the one he carried all through the last war. See, there is a photo we had taken together when we became engaged.
Of course, of course. I took that picture. I printed two copies, one for you and one for Pierre. What became of the other one?
I gave Pierre a new wallet for his birthday one year and put my copy of the picture in it. Pierre was carrying it that night.
20 years ago. And you have never heard one word from him?
No, no, not a word. He disappeared completely.
Yet you have waited faithfully, always hoping that one day he might return.
Always hoping, even through the darkest days of the Second Great War. All through the terrible hours of the flight and escape to this little house at the Riviera.
But there, it is getting late. It is time I was leaving.
Very well, son. But before you go, I want to give you this. Your father's wallet. He carried it all through the First Great War. There inside is our sister, taking the day our engagement was announced. I want you to carry it always.
Oui, I will, Mother. But please, now, do not feel so badly. After all, our part in the war is over. There will be no more fighting. Our regiment is going to Syria merely on routine colonial occupation.
Certainly, Von. Pierre is going to be perfectly safe.
I hope and pray you're right. And remember, my son, keep looking. Perhaps someday, somewhere, you may find your father. That wallet will identify you, and you can tell him that I'm still waiting.
I will, Mother. And now I really must go. Goodbye, Uncle John. Take good care of Mother.
Au revoir, Pierre. And don't worry. I will watch over her.
Goodbye. And God bless you, my son.
Goodbye, Mother dear. I'll write you often, and I'll be home on leave next year.
Pierre, how are your positions here?
Good enough, Mon Colonel. Are we to advance further?
Me no. We will try to hold these positions until dawn. Then attack again. But be ready for heavy counterattack.
We are ready for them, Mon Colonel.
Très bien. Well, now, Pierre. Now you can drop the title. After all, we have served over 25 years together.
Ah, my wee. But I never thought I'd live to see the day when Frenchmen would be fighting each other, all because of the accursed Boche.
Better to die fighting as free Frenchmen with General de Gaulle and our allies, and give our lives to perpetuate the oppression of Hitler and the Huns.
Headquarters compliments, Mon Colonel. The Australians on the left report fresh troops are being moved up for counterattack.
My compliments to the Brigadier. Tell him we are ready.
Bien, Mon Colonel.
Why does that mad fool General Bent want to waste good Frenchmen trying to hold Syria to protect the Boche? It is suicide for them to attempt a counterattack now. Why doesn't somebody help him? He'd have been merciful and put him out of his misery, or go out there and bring him in.
But it is far too dangerous, Mon Capitaine.
What?
The enemy snipers are deadly. The machine guns on the hill there sweep this place like a broom. Besides, Mon Capitaine is not one of us.
What the devil do you mean, not one of us? He's a Frenchman, isn't he? What if he is fighting against us? He's only obeying orders, fighting for what he believes is right.
No, you're right, Mon Capitaine.
Very well, I'll set you all an example. If there isn't a man among you willing to risk his precious skin to save a fellow Frenchman, I will. Stand to there. Keep me covered while I call out and get him.
Hey, your company commander, Sergeant.
Out there. He could not stand the cries of that wounded soldier, so he went out to bring him in. See? There he comes, carrying the man over his shoulder.
Mon Dieu, what a soldier. There is not another like Captain Rowe.
Oh, they have seen him. They're shooting at him. Why don't those murderous swine give him a chance?
Look, he's taken. They hit him.
See, he comes on. He's getting closer. He's going to make it.
Mon Dieu, what a man. The strength of 10 devils.
Quick, give me a hand here. You take the wounded soldier. I'll take my captain.
Get the bell over here.
Now, what is this? What has happened here?
It is Captain Rowe, Mon Colonel. He went out to rescue the wounded man the enemy left behind after the last counterattack.
Mother in heaven, he's my old friend. Stand back there. Let me attend to him. Oh, no, no. It's too late. Too late.
The other one. He is dead, too. A young lieutenant, Mon Colonel.
Well, that is too bad. Oh, poor Pierre. His sacrifice, it was all in vain. Sergeant, fall in the stretcher bearers and take them back to the field dressing station.
At once, Mon Colonel.
You wish to see me, Father?
Oui, Mon Colonel. This is about Captain Rowe and that young lieutenant he so gallantly gave his life for.
Yes, so what about them, Father?
Just prior to their burial, I searched the bodies for the papers, personal effects, and things to be returned to their next of kin.
Look carefully at these two wallets. This one, please.
I recognize easily it is my old friend, Pierre. He bears the regimental badge for
me. No. No, mon colonel. That wallet I took from the body of the poor young lieutenant.
No, father, you must be mistaken. Here inside it has his picture and that of his wife.
Yeah, that is what is so strange, mon colonel. This wallet I took from Captain Rolfe also carries an identical picture.
Huh?
Notice. They are both the same. Read the inscription on the back, please.
Ivan, my betrothed and I on our engagement day. My beloved mother and the father whom I have never known. Taken by my Uncle Jean.
Dear, what a tragedy. Is it true, then?
Oui, father. That is the secret poor Pierre carried to his grave. In a mad fit of jealousy, he shot his wife and her best friend and ran away. Rejoined his regiment. This regiment, under an assumed name. He never saw his wife again. His grief and his anguish over his rash act developed in him a deep sense of shame. He dropped out of her life completely.
How tragic indeed. And the boy?
He was born months after he left. He often longed to see his child. Now, too late.
Reunited in death, they shall be buried together, father and son.
You have just heard Father Against Son, an original radio drama written especially for the American Weekly radio program, Front Page Dramas. For a wealth of enjoyable reading for summer weekends, insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the American Weekly. And now that vacation times are here again, remember, no matter where you go, you will find your Hearst Sunday newspaper with the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, to add to your vacation enjoyment.
Thank you. police and racketeers are the only ones to furnish this terrible death. You have just heard the front-page drama, A Child Is Born, dramatized from My Battle Against Our Deadly Death Racket by Dr. Arthur Moreau, president of the American Narcotics Defense Association. The very interesting educational feature will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest speculation in the world that comes to you each week with your head Sunday newspaper.